Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Celebrating the return of the fans, Mark's having a special deal for the first game versus Ball State. You purchase one RV for the weekend, you get a second one for free. That's a two-for-one deal. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 800-519-8467. It is quarter number two. I know you're used to listening to Tucker's Tape in this segment, but instead, it's Jim Galante along with Andrew P. Shea. And Andy, I think we've got a fun segment here. We've been talking over the last so many weeks about recruiting and name, image, and likeness and all of those other items. I think it's time to get back on the field, actually talk about the team. And what I'd like to do with you, we'll do it in quarter number two. We're going to preview the Penn State offense. Quarter number four, we'll preview the defense. So let's start with the offense, Andy. And let me start with this. Among the offensive position groups, which one are you most confident in?
Oh, man. For me, that's a tough one. I'm between the wide receivers. Yes, I said that. I think I'm the one that was the loudest drum beater for the, that's my biggest question mark going into 2020, is the wide receivers. For me, I'm between the wide receivers and the running backs. But the question you asked, Jimmy, was what is the one I'm the most confident in? And while I like the wide receivers a lot, I'm very confident in the running backs. I mean, I think there's so darn many of them to choose from. I mean, like we talked about in quarter one, there's three of them, only team in the country, we think, with three running backs on the Doak Walker watch list for top running back in the country for a good reason. And I think one of them will emerge. I think you're going to see three, possibly four of them through the first month of the season, get opportunities and touches. And I think Jaron Sider and new offensive coordinator Mike Yurcich and head coach James Franklin are in a catbird seat when it comes to this position, because they just get to sit back and watch and see which one proves he's the big dog. And that will happen. Somebody will emerge. We know that. They're too good and there's too much talent amongst the top even five, I would say, for it not to happen. But it's going to be fascinating and fun to watch it emerge, because when you go from, say, you know, putting a second guy in to a third guy in, you don't really lose much and you change the dynamic a bit with each running back. I'm very confident that they will be a force for the Penn State offense.
I believe that's a good call, Andrew. I mean, there's talent there, there's depth. There's various styles of running back that they could use. They could withstand injury, and I'm not sure you'd see that or say that about any of the other positions. So that's where we're most confident. Where are the question marks?
Yeah, where are the question marks? So the obvious, like the captain obvious answer is, well, Sean Clifford and the quarterback, but I'm not putting that as my biggest question mark. Mine's a little different. I'm going to go with the tight end. And I mean, when you lose a high NFL draft pick at that position, you're always going to have question marks, right? And I'm sort of saying why I picked the tight end as the question mark here. And we've had a good snapshot of the next two guys up, which are Brenton Strange and Theo Johnson. And I think we both agree. We like the pictures of those snapshots so far, don't we, Jimmy? We can agree on that. And then you think, well, why are they the question marks? So they're two very different options. My question mark is, for 5 years, Penn State's been elite, not only in the conference, but in the country at the tight end position. So my question mark for this duo is, can each of them take a step forward and continue that sort of elite ability, that elite status at the tight end position for Penn State. Can those two together move forward and do that for this offense? That is my question mark when it comes to the tight end position.
I don't feel the same way on that, partially because they got so much experience last year. It wasn't a case where Freiermuth was there all season playing every game. He left the team, you know, he had the injury issue. So these two players had to step up already. I saw enough of them, and what I like, I'm not saying right off this there's going to be a Pat Freiermuth or a Mike Gesicki, you know, among the two of them. But what I did see with them was they're both viable receivers. They're both willing and capable blockers. So I think there's at least going to be competency there, and I have no doubt about that. And the fact that there's at least two of them available gives you some depth there. So I don't have quite the issue there. I'm going to go with the Captain Obvious answer. All right, go ahead, Andy. Respond to my answer there.
So here's the thing. You're right, but they have so much protection around them. They have a stable of running backs. They have a true number one wide receiver that's emerged. They have a couple opportunities at a number two receiver, right, that we know is coming. They have a slot back, a slot receiver that has all the tools that you like. There's a lot of help around them, so they have a – I'm saying this from a position of I'm a big believer in what they have at that position. There's a great opportunity for them to sort of get lost in the flood. Like during the Gesicki and Farmu times, it pretty much was you had to account for them, right? And they were a very important component of this offense. These guys could get lost in the shuffle of so much help around them that they could just simply blow up and be that sort of matchup game wrecker nightmare that you're looking around going, which poison do you choose? That's why I call them my biggest question mark, because I see the opportunity for them. I think each just has to take one step forward, and the opportunity and what they have around them could really elevate them as players, each of them.
All right, I'm going to go with the Captain Obvious answer. I'm going to say quarterback. Real simple question. What do you expect from Sean Clifford this year, Andy?
So I'm a Sean Clifford fan, right? Like, I think he's got a lot of things I like in what Penn State asks for in a quarterback. I think he has to believe in himself again, and I think some of the mechanical fundamental things take care of themselves. I think he's got enough help now that he just has to be part of the solution and not be the problem. And I think they're going to run him hopefully a little less. I expect a little bit closer to the 2019 version of Sean Clifford. I think if Penn State gets a solid 2019 version of Sean Clifford, that's good enough. And that is what I expect from him.
So much of how he performs is going to be dependent on new offensive coordinator Mike Yursich. What changes are we going to see with Yursich coming in, Andy? And what effect can he have on Sean Clifford?
So you're a Mike Yursich man crush Kool-Aid drinker guy, and I like him, right? I will say this. I get the sort of the inkling that, you know, that Penn State fans think this offense under Yursich is going to be the second coming a little bit of the Joe Moorhead offense. And while I think Mike has some pedigree, a very fine resume, and to me this is the most important thing, one of the things James admitted over the course of the spring was that he wanted Yursich 2 years ago bad, right? But I will say this, as it sits right now, as an offensive coordinator, Joe was better than Yursich on his worst day. That's just how good Joe Moorhead was. And I think it's going to take a season or two to fully develop. I think the offensive line is going to benefit the most from the system that Yursich runs. I really do. I think I think he will use the weapons around him, around Sean Clifford, better to take less of the emphasis off Sean Clifford. I think he's a wizard at doing that kind of thing, which is sort of hiding and disguising a weakness and making the strength shine so much. Even though the quarterback position, you know, it's really important. But you know what I'm talking about when I mean the emphasis isn't on Sean. He's just part of the wheel. And I think that is going to be his biggest challenge, and I think he's going to exceed well of it. What my expectation is, I think he has all the tools for this offense to be 30 points a game plus average. I really do. And I think that's a realistic expectation.
I am a believer in Yursich, as you mentioned, and I think part of it is where Shiraka came in or Ricky Ronnie before then. I think Ricky Ronnie didn't try new things, was just trying to be a continuation of Moorhead. Shiraka came in. I don't think he had the time. He didn't know what the issues were. I think Yursich comes in, eyes wide open of what he has with Sean Clifford. He also has the ability and mandate to make the changes that he wants. We'll see the hurry up. We might see the quarterback under center. We might see them run some outside zone read instead of inside zone all the time. So I think we're going to see more different things going on to make improvements. If you do things all the same all the time, you're not going to see any changes or improvements. Finally, Andy, just looking at the overall offense, how about a breakout player?
Yeah, that's easy for me. It's Theo Johnson. Tight end Theo Johnson. My biggest question mark position is also my biggest potential breakout. I just think that in some respects with how this Penn State offense is built right now and the talent they have at the skill positions at wide receiver, slot receiver, and running back, that and the transition they're making at tight end, his potential to be a breakout player with what he showed me absolutely 100% fitting on a Power 5 Big Ten conference field with no problem at all, whether it was blocking or receiving or making himself available as a pass catcher, I think the opportunity for him is through the roof.
I like that answer. I'll throw out one other name, and I've said it before. I love Parker Washington. I think
you do.
I really think he's going to be the breakout. I think while teams are all worried about Jahan Dotson, look out for Parker Washington. Andy, that
good
is
choice.
It. Thank you. That is it for quarter number two. Stay tuned. We're going to Ask Andy. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.